chapter, if you would, open your Bibles there. For our devotional here, I just want to think about faith for just a minute. You know, sometimes we struggle with what faith is, what it means, how it applies to us. You know, how do we have a faith that's pleasing to God? And you know, we can look, obviously, many places learn about faith. But Hebrews chapter 11 is a great chapter of faith. Right? And as he begins this chapter here, we're told that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, right? So it's evidence-based. Right? So we can look at the evidence that God has given us to see what faith is. And just some of the highlights here in the chapter, right? By faith we understand, verse 3, that God framed the world. So faith believes that God made everything. Faith believes that it believes in God's work. By faith, Abel, verse 4, what did he do? He offered to God a more excellent sacrifice. By faith, Enoch, he had this testimony, verse 5. Now, verse 7, by faith, Noah moved with godly fear and prepared an ark. Verse 8, by faith, Abraham obeyed. Verse 9, by faith, he dwelt and he waited. Verse 10, by faith, Sarah, she decided or she judged God to be faithful in his promise. Verse 13, these all died, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them. They believed that God's promises were real. Just keep going. Verse 17, by faith, Abraham offered up Isaac. Verse 20, by faith, Jacob blessed. Verse 22, by faith, Joseph, the end of that verse there, gave instructions. Verse 23, by faith, Moses was hidden. Verse 27, by faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king. 28, by faith, he kept the Passover. Verse 29, by faith, they passed through the Red Sea, the children of Israel. Right? God did the parting, but they still had to walk through the Red Sea. Verse 30, by faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were encircled for 7 days. You know the story. They had to take action. And you can keep going on and on. He talks about Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah and also David, right? All flawed people, but they're noted for their faith. Drop down to verse 39 as the chapter ends. And all these, having obtained a good testimony through faith. So what I want you to think about is what we see here in chapter 11. By faith, they did something. They took action. Right? And this is something that we talk about quite a bit because I think it's that important. Faith is taking action concerning your belief system. Right? And we learn in Romans 4 that it's faith is trust and obedience coming together. You trust God, you trust his promises. That's a theme. Now, we didn't read all of those verses in chapter 11. Right? You trust God and his promises. Like Abraham, he trusted God. Then what do you do? Well, he left the land of his fathers, and he offered up Isaac, right? And he believed in the promises of God. He took action concerning his faith. He obeyed God. So if you're struggling with faith, understand how the Bible defines faith. It's trust and obedience. Take action concerning the promises of God, right? And you can understand that God has made promises. If you obey those promises, he's going to follow through and save you, right? And so I want you to think about that this evening, taking action concerning our belief system. In Ephesians, the second chapter, and verse 8, it says, for by grace you have been saved through faith. We are saved by the grace of God through faith, right? And Jesus made that possible. And grace is that unmerited favor from God. It's what the blood of Christ purchased. And you can have access to that if you trust and obey. So this evening, if you've never obeyed the gospel, let's take care of that. Right? If you are willing to reenact his death, burial, and resurrection in water with a response of faith, believing in Jesus, repenting of your sins, confessing him before men, and do that, God will remove your sins. Acts 2:38. And you believe that promise. If you've done that, you've fallen away, and you went back to a lifestyle of sin, you can always come back. It doesn't matter what you've done. Right? If you come back in true repentance, God will forgive you. That is a promise that he made. So if we can help you in any way this evening, please don't hesitate as we stand, as we sing.